It's time now for How You Built That. And today we're updating a story we first ran about a year ago. And just a quick warning, if you're a parent of small children, you are about to hear about poop and barf, because those two things are at the very heart of Hannah England's business. She has two small children of her own, and if you've ever wondered what happens inside one of those family changing rooms, well...
I walked into the bathroom, and there were two moms. One was at the changing station, and her baby had just had a blowout, like major, like up the back all the way to the neck kind of a thing. And this is going to be a situation that every mom gets themselves into.
And by the way, every dad, I mean, I've been there. And here's the thing, once you've cleaned up your kid, what are you supposed to do with all those soiled and disgusting clothes, especially when you're not at home?
You know, you kind of just cringe when you have to stick that in your diaper bag. And then when you have to open it after a full day, I mean, it is not pleasant.
Not to mention, after the clothes have festered in your diaper bag for a day, it may become impossible to get the stains out of them. Anyway, all of this got Hannah thinking.
I came up with this idea when I was putting my three-year-old to bed, and I came out to the living room and I just started describing to my sister-in-law and my husband this bag, this soaking bag, and I kept filling in the blanks. What if we could, and what if it had this? And then they looked at me and they're like, well, it sounds like you just invented it.
And what Hannah envisioned was a watertight plastic bag that you could keep in your diaper bag. It would have a soap pod in it, kind of like the pod that goes into your dishwasher, so that when your kid pooped or barfed all over her clothes, you would just throw it in the bag, add water, and voila, the clothes would soak in soapy water while you went about your day.
And then I kind of just hit the ground running because I thought, I need this in my life.
So about 2 years ago, Hannah started calling manufacturers. They sent her prototypes of the plastic bags, and she and her husband began to test them.
We'd immediately fill it with water and seal it and hang it upside down in our living room and kitchen to look for drips and leaks, because we want these things to be able to hold up in a mom's diaper bag, and that's like going to combat.
But in those early days, nothing worked. The bags would break, or the zippers would come undone, and water would get everywhere. So Hannah kept calling around until she found one manufacturer in Wisconsin who seemed to know exactly what she needed.
And he goes, well, I think we're going with a seal that's actually really aggressive for your utility. And I said, exactly, I want it to be aggressive.
A seal so aggressive that you would have to use scissors to get it open. And then Hannah found another manufacturer to make a very gentle soap pod. And finally, she designed the outside of the bags with classy black and white stripes.
I wanted the design itself to not scream like, okay, this is a bag for soiled poop.
She then launched a Kickstarter campaign to raise about $12,000. And for a while, it looked like she wasn't going to make her goal. But then, kind of an amazing thing happened. The accounting software company QuickBooks found out about her. And QuickBooks has this program where it supports small businesses. And so someone from QuickBooks sent her a message via Kickstarter that basically said, hey, we're going to back you for the rest of the way.
It just showed up on our Kickstarter thing. And my husband, of course, was going, nope, this is some weird fraud thing. And I laughed at him and I'm like, what kind of fraud puts money into your bank account? Normally, they take money out.
Hannah was right. It was not fraud. And in December of 2017, she shipped her very first production run, about 5,000 bags, to those Kickstarter backers. Her company is called Wash It Later. And since we spoke to Hannah last year, the company has moved from her basement to an actual office. And about 2 months ago, they started selling a grab-and-go version of their diaper bag. It's become an even bigger success than their original product. If you want to learn more about Hannah and her company, Wash It Later, or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org. We love hearing what you're up to.